We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph Ve'ema. That we just learned that from the word Yitma Mekal Yishasa, the pasuk that says that V'chol Mashkeh Asher Yishasa V'chol Kli Yitma means it's metama other things. What's a metama? The Gemara dashes, it means metama other foods, and it can be Mashkeh because it can't be Kiyotzeba, but maybe it's metama Kalim. We're saying that Rabbi holds, Rabbi Shimon holds, Medaraisa is only Matama Oichlim, not Kalim. Maybe that means Itami Kalim. Ve'ema, break the Gemara, Itami is a Kalim. Maybe it means, maybe the Yitma of the Seifa, of the Lashon on the Mashkin means they can Matama Kalim. Why does Rabbi say the Kalim Tar? So Gemara answers, V'lav Kavachemu, it's a Kavachemu that it can't do that. Why? Ma Kli, Madacha Kli, which we know, Shematama Mashke. Because we know a rishon is matama oichlo mashkin, so a kli can tamashke still a matama kli can matama not a kli mashkin haba machmas kli ain't a din shlo yitma as kalim a mashke that comes from a kli only got a tummy through a kli came through a kli cheras, so of course that can't be matama other kalim. Madach kli itself is a rishon can matama kalim in the kli cheras alone. We know halacha is if there's kalim inside the kli cheras in the ear it won't become tummy because. Because the cheres can't be matama kalim, only oichel, only mashke, oichel or mashke. So madach that can't be matama other kli. So the mashke that comes from the kli can be matama other kli. It's a kavachomer. So it's a kavachomer. That's why you can't mean kalim. Frey the gemara ve'ema kiloi matama mashke above machmas kli. Only kiloi matama mashke above machmas kli. Maybe tafka you're right. You know mashke above kli can't be matama kalim. But av mashke above machmas sheretz hachinam matama mashke. So maybe a mashkin that comes from a sheretz, I mean the sheretz touches mashkin, makes it a rishon. Maybe that can be tam bakeli. Maybe. So the Gemara, haba machas sheretz miksivi. It's not a pasuk. That's not a pasuk. This pasuk is talking about kalim that became tummy from a mashkin that became tummy from a keli, not from a sheretz. It's not talking about a sheretz. So the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's answer. That. What do Taki you know? So how Taki you know that mashkin from a sheretz is matama, let's say, oichlim. How do you know? It's like kavachayim, my mashkin abo machmas kli matamim, it's matama all the things, which is oichlim. Mashkin abo machmas sheretz, like kol shkein, so it's a kavachayim. How do you know mashkin that came from a sheretz is matama all the things? It's a kavachayim from coming from a keli. But it's dialovim and adin, liyaz kenidin. Mashkin abo machmas kli matamim, and dialovim and adin, liyaz kenidin. Just like mashkin abo machmas kli cannot be matama kli because he's from a kavachayim. So even mashke abo machmas sheretz also can be matama kli. I mashke abo machmas sheretz is more chomer, but it's only from a kavachomer, and it's only kavachomer. Daya lo v'din liyaz kenidin. So that's how we darish in the part of the pasuk that talks about mashkin. It's only matama oichlim, and it can't be matama mashkin ki yotzeba, and it can't be matama kelim because of a kavachomer. So now we'll go to the first half of that same pasuk, and we're all going in Rabbi Yossi's way, b'shem Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, the darish the word yitma to mean yitame. It says in the pasuk, "Mekol oichel asher yochal, any oichel that you can eat asher yovla mayim that hechsher yitma." And we darshan yitma means yitame. It can make all the things tame. Tame is a mashkin. That means this oichel became tummy from the cheres. It can tame other mashkin. That's what it means. At oimel tame is a mashkin. Any tame is a kli. Maybe it can tame a keli. Maybe this food can tame other keli. Maybe it means mashkin. Amrit kavachayim, we say kavachayim. Oma mashke shematama oichel. Ein matama kli, madach mashke, which we just learned, can make other oichel tamay. But still, mashke can matama kli, like we just learned from a kavachayim, or mashke can matama kli. Oichel, she ein matama oichel. Oichel does not have power to matama other oichelim. Ein adin shle yatama kli, of course it can be matama kli. So we have a kavachayim that oichel cannot matama kli. It's not strong enough. Hamayim mekayim yitma. What does Yitami mean? Letami es mashkin and vosep es mashkin. Here the Gemara gives a svara. Shenalulim mekabel tuma. Because it's very usual to mekabel tuma. Because mashkin does not eat hechsher. Therefore, it's usual to mekabel tuma. My eerie mashkin shenalulim mekabel tuma. Typically, I'm shenalulim midachmini. Why do you say the svara? We just said a svara now. We said that letame means by oichel it's letame mashkin. Why? Because mashkin is alulim mekabel tuma. What was a lulim kavatom mean? Because it doesn't need hechsher. It's always wet by itself, it doesn't need hechsher. Why do you need that svara? Just say process of elimination. We know it can't be matama kli, it can't be matama oichel. We'll see, maybe that's what the happening was. So then, what?
Why don't we have
It doesn't make you Yotzeh Baruch. Right, that's the Maror's Kasha. That's besides the Maror's Kasha. Process elimination. We know it goes to Mashkin. That's the Maror's Kasha.
I can go back and clean. You don't know right that it can be down with the strength. The technicality that can be down with
Yotzeh Baruch. Right.
Why can't you come with
clean? Because the Kav HaChomer. Is the Kav HaChomer came with Tam HaKli. Madach Mashke, which is Tam HaEichel. It is. The Maisa Mashke came with Tam HaEichel, came with Tam HaKli. The Maisa has a certain Kav HaKasha now, but I don't think that's your question. Right now, what I'm saying, if Mashke is with Tam HaEichel, it's not with Tam HaKli, Eichel came with Tam HaEichel, can't. It's a halacha. Kiritz Ba can't make that. It's not a Baal Batish thing. It's a halacha. Eichel can't, it's not strong enough Tam HaEichel. It's a halacha, Maisa. It's not like a technical problem, it's a halacha. Okay, maybe the Maharaj has some kasha. We'll see what the Maharaj has a kasha. Typically, there's like a midachrina. Why don't we say the reason why it means that the oichel of time mashke because nothing else to do? Hach kam. This is what the Maharaj means to ask. The chi tema oichel chamor. The metame mashkin netamaya lekli. So the Maharaj's kasha is like this. After we established, maybe with process elimination, we established that oichel is metame mashkin. Now, Oichel, it became a more chomer because it came to Mashkin. Mashkin came to Mashkin. So now it's back Shver, let Oichel be Matam Akli. Because now it just went up a notch. It came to Mashkin, which Mashkin can't do. Mashkin can't do that, then Oichel could do it. So Oichel is better. Oichel came to Akli, you can't learn from Mashkin. So Gemara answers on that, that no, Mashkin is not a chomer of Oichel, that Oichel is stronger. Mashkin is easier to accept Tumah because we have a Xeri Dialts, Alul Makawa Tumah. That's what it means to say. Since it's more Chomer, that can be Tama Mashkin, let it be Tama Kli. The reason why it's Tama Mashkin is because Chomer of Mashkin, which is the Mashkin Alul Makawa Tumah, because Mashkin is very easy to Makawa Tumah because it doesn't need Hechsher. Mahi Alula, Halil Al, Mahi Ali Lawson. Ad kan the drushes of the two yitmas in the pasuk of Mekola Oichel and Mekola Ha and all the drinks. Mekola Oichel and Mekola Mashke. Mekola Oichel is teaching us yitma the tama achemi means the tama mashkin, and Mekola Mashke is teaching us the tama oichel. Now, why doesn't it say mefurish yitami? Why is it yitma? So Gemara is just like this: yitma teaches us that in oisa ki yitzva that it doesn't make a tumma like itself. Oichel kem tama oichel, and mashke kem tama mashke. We had this before, now here's the Gemara's Rasha. Yitma means only kem tama itself, a different thing, not itself. It only becomes tama, itself becomes tama, it kem tama another thing. That's what's yitma. Break the Gemara, mahakan afka, mahasam afka. It's a different pasuk that tells us that you can't make tumma ki yitzeba. The pasuk says, we had this Rasha earlier in the Sugya, the chiyuta mayim al zera. It means a few blood ago. It says in the pasuk that if mayim falls on zera, makes it huchsha lo tuma. When a piece of avail falls on it, the loch is tamei hu. Loshen hu. Hu tamei v'nes tuma geretziva. It itself is tamei. It does not make tuma like itself. So the kasha is, why do you need two psukim to tell us that it can make a tuma in its own min, its own type? Why do we need two psukim for that? We have psukim, Yitma says that oichel can make oichel, mashke can make mashke, and we have here a pasuk also, tamehu, that says only who is tamehu not ki yitzva. So why do you need two psukim? The Gemara answers, you need both of them. Because chav mashke v'al mach masheret, chav mashke v'al mach v'kli. It's a chiddush of both. Sai mashke that comes directly from the avatoma, and sai mashke that comes from the rishon l'toma, both of them can make ki yitzva tamehu. V'tzrichi, the Yishvei Mashkin Ba Machas Kli, if Mashkin Ba Machas Kli could have made more Mashkin Tamei, it's not Chamiri, it's not so Chamer, it's coming from a Kli. It's secondary already. Our Mashkin Ba Machas Sheretz, the Chamiri, Eimo is Tomek Yoytzeba, maybe you can make Tomek Yoytzeba. That's why you need the Pasuk of V'chiyuta Mayim, which is not talking about a Kli, it's talking about the Sheretz. Like in the Nevela, got a case that there's Nevela, same type of idea. Freit the Gemara, so just say the second one, not the first one. Why don't you teach us Mashkin above Machmas Sheretz? And then we'll know for sure Mashkin above Machmas Kli. Because it's a Kav HaChomer. Madach so Chomer that Mashkin can make other Mashkin Tomei. For sure, Mashkin above Machmas Kli can't do that. So Gemara, you're right. Milsa, the Asi b'Kav HaChomer, Torah b'Kos Lo Kro. Something that's learned to have a Kav HaChomer, Torah b'Kos of Law. That even though you're right, it says it's over sometimes. Something we learn from Kavachem, the Torah says it over sometimes. Like upon him, That's the drushes of the Gemara. The Rav Yossi holds, Rav Yossi Rav Shimon holds that mashkes with tamah oichlim we are from the pasuk of yitameh. Now we just have to keep a cheshbon. If he darshes yitameh, that means he has to hold that a sheni can make a shlishi, because it's the same. It's one pasuk before that, it says v'chol kli cheres asha yipa mehem al teicha kol shecha yitmah. Yitma means yitame, like, and Rabbi Kiva dashes, that teaches us a kika sheni can make a shlishi. So to come out that Rabbi Yossi, if he dashes like his Rebbe, yitame, legabe, mashkin, he has to also hold yitame, legabe, shlishi. That's what come out in the cheshbon. And that's the hakdama to the next Gemara. Omar Ravino Ravashi. Right, Ravino to Ravashi. But Omar Rava said, Loy Rabbi Yossi Savak Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi does not hold Rabbi Kiva's chiddush that a sheni can make a shlishi by chulin. He doesn't hold to that. And beloy Rabbi Kiva sovereign Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Kiva is not holding Rabbi Yossi regarding his kavachaymer from a chusik kapurim, which we will see soon. But we have Rava has a memra, and Gemara proves it that Rabbi Yossi is not holding Rabbi Kiva about sheni making a shlishi by chulin, and Rabbi Kiva is not holding Rabbi Yossi that make a kavachaymer chusik kapurim, which is not negaya us right this second. But the first part is Negeos. How can you say Rabbi Yossi darshes yitameh? If he darshes yitameh, he should agree to Allah Hashani makes a shlishi. That's the kasha. You're right. Rabbi Yossi in that brisa that says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that lekelim tahirim and leoichlim temeim, that means that they hold that the oichlim, it's mekabel tumma deraisa v'mashkin, and we're saying how from yitameh, that's going in Rabbi Kiva, and he doesn't hold of it. He doesn't hold of that drasha. The Gemara says that he doesn't hold of that drasha. Rabbi Yosef Shidosh Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amrav Alei Lo Svir Lei. He doesn't hold of that drasha. He did not hold of drasha Yatame, and therefore Itaka does not hold a sheni makes a shlishi. And that we said that a mashkin is a matama oichlam midraisa is not Rabbi Yosef's own shita. It's Rabbi Kiva's shita. Now, for the oilam was following Chesbonis here in the sugya. On Tezvav Amabez, the Gemara said, why do Rabbi Yossi say Inim in Hamida? They couldn't learn out to Pesach. The Gemara says, because he holds that Tumas Mashkin Latamachem Deraisa. His last words of Tezvav Amabez, Rabbi Yossi Latamei, Toma Tamas Mashkin Latamachem Deraisa. And it brings his Braisa. Now we're saying it's not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the Madiyam in our Mishnah who says, Inim in Hamida, you can't learn out Erev Pesach from Rechnius Ganakanim. Why? Because it's Enim and Amidah. Mark explains why? Because Tumas Mashkin is the Raisa. But that's not Rabbi Yossi's own Shita, it's his Rabba. So both Toises and Tezvav and Beis ask the Kasha, and Rashi in this big Rashi in Yotessim and Aleph asks the Kasha. On Yotessim and Aleph is a very big Rashi there. And Rashi asks his Kasha. And yeah, you have to say, Enich and Ami, that he's only going in his Rebbe's time. That's the problem over here. The problem is that the Toises asks, every Toises Kasha, Kasha, Rabbi Yossi Gufei, Isla, the Kamon, Tumas Mashkin, Tamachem, the Rabbanon. That's Tosis Kasha. And you have to say that this whole Taina and Echanami is only going to Rabbi Kiva. So both they just speak out that question. Both Rashi and Tosis ask the question, so I have to speak out that question. That it comes out that Gemara before has to be re-cheshbonav, not that Rabbi is only going to Rabbi Kiva Amra. So the Gemara to make a Haskalah on the next Gemara. So we just said a Memra that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva does not hold of Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara is going to analyze, where do we see this, what does that mean? Amalei Ravashi l'Rav Kana. Bishlo Rabbi Yossi, lo yisol l'k Rabbi Akiva. I understand what you mean, Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva holds, Sheini, the big chiddush, Sheini makes shlishi b'chulin. There's something that's shlishi b'chulin. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. We can prove Rabbi Yossi does not hold of that. Why? Because we have a first Rabbi Yossi in a braisa here. Netanya. Rabbi Yossi. Menayin l'raviyah b'kaydish. How do you know such things are raviyah b'kaydish? Shu apostle. That by raviyah b'kaydish is tamei. We call apostle because it doesn't go further. It's called apostle. How do you know raviyah b'kaydish is apostle? So Rabbi Yossi says it's a kavachaymer. Didn't who? Umah mechusak apurim. Someone's mechusak apurim means there's four mechusak apurim. There's zav, zava, yeledes, and a matzayro. These are people who already are completely purified. They went to the mikveh for everything. They didn't bring a carbon yet. The only restriction they have is they can't eat kachim. So that means kachim is way up there. Mechusak purim can't even kachim. Ma'am mechusak purim is a mutter b'truma, possible kaidish. He can't eat kaidish. So what do you see? What's more chamer? Truma or kaidish? Kaidish. So shlishi is a possible b'truma. If shlishi is possible b'truma, ain't a din she asks a revi'ah b'kaidish? Shouldn't make a revi'ah b'kaidish? See, kaidish doesn't more chamer. you'll tell me dayoy. So what was saying like this? It was proving the Kodesh Mochamer and Truma. Where do you see it? Machosu Kaburim. We know Shlishi is Tomei by Truma. How do we know? Because Tvoyoyim. And we know Kodesh has to be better, so it's a Revi, Kavachayim. I can tell me Dayoy Lovers when it isn't. So it's like this. For Lamanu Shlishi with Kodesh from our Torah. We know Shlishi is Tomei by Kodesh from the Torah, because the Pasuk says, so we know that Shlishi Bekaidish is Minat Torah. So Ravi must be Bekavachaymer. Ravi has to be Kavachaymer. Ah, it's Dayoy. When Mokim the Ika the Mifrach Kavachaymer, Kavachaymer gets slogged off, you don't say Dayoy. Anytime you're slogged with Kavachaymer, you don't say Dayoy. So here, you don't need it for Shlishi, because Shlishi, you already know by Kaidish. So the Kavachaymer has to work for something. Teaches us Ravi. That's what the Mara says. V'laman nu shloishu v'kodesh b'ra Torah. Raviya m'kava chaymer. Shloishu b'ra Torah d'chsiv. V'abasa shiiga v'chol tomei. It says by kachim, any tomei touches becomes thing. And we know, Hashani is tomei. By chul, no one agrees that. Lo yoicha. Mi lo yiskin the nagam Hashani. Even Hashani. So you see, that shloishu we know already. Raviya m'kava chaymer k'dar mina. So now we're going to fear eyes. V'isa k'daito. This is all Rabbi Yossi's words. G'shmak k'kava chaymer. He learns the Raviya by Kodesh. Now, I'll speak it out outside. If he held that Chulin is a Shlishi already, if he held Chulin is a Shlishi, so that means Truma has to be Ravi. Because Truma is more Chomer than Chulin, because it has Tful Yoyim. And if it has Tful Yoyim, it's more Chomer than Chulin. Chulin, we know, is a Shlishi already from the Pasuk of Yitma, which includes Truma also. So Truma, we know, is already a Shlishi. So the Tful Yoyim will tell you that Truma is a Ravi. Then comes the Chavel Kodesh, makes it a Chamishi. So if Fri Rav Yaisi's Lomdus, if he holds it, he says it's Kavel Chaymers. And if he held like that the Shlishi by Chulin, he should have a Ravi. He should have Ravi and a Chamishi. Ravi by Truma and Chamishi by Kachim. That's tomorrow's next line. V'sagadah Sovah Kurav Kiva, Nisni Nami Ravi by Truma and Chamishi by Kodesh. We should also have a Ravi by Truma and Chamishi by Kodesh. So we know now Rav Yaisi is not holding Rav Kiva. Rav Yaisi is the one who says it's Kavel Chaymers from Mechusa Kapurim and from Tvul Yoyim. He makes his Kavachaymus. He does not hold a Rav Kiva. Why not? Because then he would have had a Ravi and a Chamishi. But now the Gemara has to explain now how Rav Kiva doesn't hold a Rav Yaisi's drashas of Mechusa Kippurim. That's what we have to know. We know now Rav Yaisi doesn't hold a Rav Kiva because he makes his drashas and he stops by Ravi. We have to know that if Rav Kiva held a Mechusa Kippurim, he also has to have a Chamishi. We'll have to prove that, and that Metz Shem will be on the next year on Daf Yotas.